Well, it's counting, so I guess this is happening. And so I truly enjoyed worshiping with the worship encounter. Amy did an amazing job, just truly an amazing job. And I just entered right in. And Don just told me that indeed we are live on Facebook, so that is really cool. And how great it is to have technology so that we didn't have to go out and worry about getting stuck in the snow or being in slow traffic or anything like that. I don't know how much snow you have where you are, but we probably have about 7 inches here. Don's already done the driveway twice. And so, because there's new technology, we were just able to jump right on Facebook and change the location and still have our class tonight. So, I'm excited about that. So, I hope that you that are part of the class are excited. And just a reminder that next week is our last class and we'll meet back at Harvest. And if you're joining us tonight and you've not been at any of the other classes, it's okay. You'll be blessed and you'll enjoy this. And so I'm just believing that for an impartation of the Holy Spirit, I mean, Amy's worship songs that she had selected were just so perfect to get our hearts ready just to receive from the Holy Spirit, to hear from the Holy Spirit. So I'm just going to pray. And we're going to get going. So, Father, we just acknowledge you. You are strong in the atmosphere already. And we just believe, Lord God, that you are moving through this new technology, that in the spirit that there is no distance, and that, Lord, that there will be a download, an impartation into every one of our hearts through the sharing of the word tonight, through the teaching that's going to be released here. That Lord, you're taking us into the new era, that you're building us and making us stronger in this day and in this hour, Lord. You are the victor in everything. So we know that we have victory. And so our eyes are on you, Jesus. And we just open our hearts to receive from you, Holy Spirit. Come and revelate to us out of your word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, well. I got to pull up my notes here. So I'll be looking at you and looking at my notes because I don't have this memorized, but I do have some good notes here and I want to keep it in order. And so I'm going to do a quick review of where we've been. This is our third class, the 3 out of 4. And we've been talking about the prophetic and the supernatural. And in this new era, going into a new time, a new season, a new place that we've never been before. And as you know already, that everything is changing. Everything has shifted, whether we want, excuse me, whether we wanted it to shift or not. Some of those shifts we're glad about. Some of them are a little harder, but it's all shifting. And we're not going to go back to where we were. I mean, God has made that clear. We're not going to go back. So we need to receive the downloads and the upgrades that the Holy Spirit has for us. So that's what this class is about. It's for downloads and upgrades in the prophetic and also in the supernatural, because in this new era that we're entering into, we're going to be moving in the supernatural a lot and in new ways and deeper places with more confidence. It's going to come out of the closet, so to speak. It's not going to be thought of as something that's weird or strange, but it's going to be sought after because the whole world is different and we need the supernatural. The world is looking, the nations are looking, all of the mountains, they need and are looking for the supernatural because it's becoming very clear that none of the solutions are in the natural. And so that just gives you a little bit of background. So I'm going to give you a very quick review. The first week, we talked about living in the sound or the frequency of heaven to let the sound of heaven set your boundaries. God has extended our boundaries. He said that he has been telling us for some time that he's unlimited and to come out of the artificial boundaries that we've set around ourselves or for some reason that the other reason there's artificial boundaries set around us. He's saying, let my sound be your boundaries, to be in my sound, be in my frequency, and move with me. And he is moving. God is on the move. And so we're going to let the frequency of God resonate in us, in our bones, in our cells, in our DNA. And we're going to have an ear to hear the sound of heaven, and we're going to move with heaven. Also, in week one, we talked about the importance of being aware of our unity with Christ. We are united with Christ. The word tells us that. But Holy Spirit is drawing our attention to it to understand not only are we united with Christ, but the benefits of being united with Christ, where that really puts us in the natural, in the supernatural, and where it puts us in the prophetic. Week two, we also we talked about doors being open and that the Lord was calling us up, like He spoke to John in Revelation 4:1, and he said, "There's a door open. Come up here. I want to show you some things." There's things that God wants to show us. There are doors that are wide open that the Lord is saying, "Come through these doors. I've opened them for you, and I'm bringing you into new realms of glory." And last week we talked about experiencing realms of His glory. God is taking us into new realms. And specifically last week, we went into the realm of victory. The Lord invited us into that realm, and we had our spirits activated, and we went into that realm. And every realm has a sound, it has a fragrance, it has a dimension, you know, a look to it. Things in it that are specific to that realm, and God is inviting us into realms of His glory to understand them, to see them, and to access what's in them in a way that's new for this new era. And so that takes us up to tonight. So tonight we're going to talk about technology some more, and what I mean by technology, because God has new technology, and that's a term, I'm using the term that I'm hearing other prophetic voices use, that God is taking us into operating and engaging with Him in new ways that are effective. They're effective for this new era. All of the ways that God has for us to connect with Him always work, but there are, in certain seasons, He highlights ways to engage with Him so that we can have the most effective communication with Him, the most effective receiving from heaven and hearing and releasing what He's giving to us. And so tonight we're going to talk about that kind of technology. And this is more in the prophetic realm, although we use it to engage the supernatural realm, but it's more in the prophetic realm that this is being released from tonight. So I'm going to describe the old technology. And I'm not saying that this old technology doesn't still work, because it does, but the new technology is more effective. It's just like when you get a new computer, it's faster, or you get a new cell phone that has more memory and it's upgraded, it's faster. And right now, isn't it interesting prophetically that one of the problems that all of the nations, all of the people, groups, wherever they are, that they're suffering with right now in natural technology is that you can't get chips. So everything is computerized now. So it doesn't matter if you want a new car, a new cell phone, a new computer, a new furnace, a new dishwasher. It doesn't matter what it is, that they all have these chips in them that make them smart. That's what it's called. That's the verbiage for it. So everything is smart now. We have smart refrigerators and smart cars and smart cell phones and so on and so on. But there's a shortage of the chips, which is making it difficult then to move into the technology that's available. And in the natural, you can't even always get parts for the old technology while we're waiting on the chip shortage to be resolved. Well, let me tell you that in heaven, there's no shortage. In God's economy, there is no shortage. So this upgrade in technology is available, and it's here, and it's now. So all we have to do is engage it. We engage it in our hearts, and we believe it. I'm going to use scriptures here tonight. These things are not out of my imagination, but they're rooted in scripture. They're rooted in truth, but also the Spirit comes along with truth and brings revelation and shows how God's benefits are coming through the new technology. I think of Psalm 103, where it says, "Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not any of His benefits." Well, one of God's benefits is He upgrades us and gives us the right technology for the right season and the right time, the right era. And so this is what this is about. So here's how it worked in the old. And this was a primary way. Like if you needed breakthrough, what you would do, typically what most people would do, this is what I did. I'm not going to speak for you, but this is what I did. And I know a lot of people that operated like this. So if you need a breakthrough, you started to press. And okay, I think that we're back. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. So obviously I'm still learning all this technology. I don't know if I said something wrong or whatever. If Facebook was mad at me, all of a sudden a box popped up that said that my video ended, but I didn't touch anything. So here we are. We're back. So I'm just going to continue talking about that we're not pressing anymore like we did in the old technology. We're not doing that because why is that? Because God is giving us the breakthrough in a different way. He's having us, and I'm going to go into that, the new way. So that aggressive pressing, pushing, you don't have to do that. You don't have to use all that energy. You don't have to get yourself stirred up in that way because God has a new technology that is more effective for this new era that we are entering. And so that's what we're going to talk about here for just a few minutes. I'm going to talk about how to engage the new technology and what it looks like. And so that, and I've got scriptures for that to help you. So the new technology is that we enter, we engage. When we need breakthrough, what we do is we engage the Spirit of God. We engage the Holy Spirit. We come into a place of intimacy. And in the place of intimacy and confidence of who God is, then we see when He has opened the door and we're not pressing against it because He opens it. So if breakthrough is needed, that's how it's going to come. Or if you need wisdom or whatever it is that you're looking for, it's not an aggressive pressing through the powers of darkness to lay hold of it. But instead, it's a connecting in your spirit that is a deep connecting from intimacy for believing God. It's by faith that we come into this place, and it's really a place of rest. And so that's the scripture that I'm going to go to first, that in this new technology, that it's a place of confidence, it's a place of strength, it's even a place of joy. And that would seem almost counterintuitive in the natural realm with all of the chaos that's out there, all the confusion, all of the vying for what narrative is the right narrative. But God's saying, I'm God alone, and I'm going to show you, and He's showing us, His children, His sons and His daughters, He's showing us that He is God alone, and He's opening our eyes. He's opening our eyes and our understanding, revelation understanding, so that we're seeing Him in this way, and it causes our faith to soar. And so I'm going to read you Hebrews 4, 1 through 3 out of the Passion. It says, now the promise of entering into God's rest is still for us today. So we must be extremely careful to ensure that we all embrace the fullness of that promise and not fail to experience it. And I'm just going to stop here a second because it says, don't fail to experience it. This rest is an experience. It's something that you enter into. It's actually a realm. It's a place of knowing Him. It's a place of intimacy. It's a place of believing and trusting. Like it says in Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. That's what this place is. So that's another way that you could state it. So don't fail to experience that, because God's making the experience of that peace, of that rest, of that trust. He's making it so that we can lay hold of it. And when we just agree that He is who He says that He is, we can just slide right into that place. Going on here with verse 2, it says, for we have heard the good news of deliverance, just as they did, the they is the Israelites. They didn't join their faith with the word. Instead, what they heard didn't affect them deeply, or they doubted. For us to go deep, God's been calling us. The Holy Spirit's been saying, deep, deep, deeper still. He's been saying that for a number of years now. And you know what He's saying? He's still saying deeper. He's taking us so deep that no matter what gets shaken on the earth, that we are not going to be shaken because we are so solid in Him. That's what this is about, being solid in Him. So they didn't go into a deep place. Verse 3, for those of us who believe, faith activates the promise, and we experience the realm of confident rest. And so this realm of rest is a knowing that you know. I don't know how God's going to do it. And I mean, I don't care what circumstance that you look at that's happening in the natural today. You know, whether it's government or schools or the grocery store shelves or whatever it is, you could look at it in the natural and say, I don't see how this is going to get resolved. I don't see how this can happen. But God, and we say that a lot. I mean, that's been a saying for a long time, and it stirs something in us. It's a real saying. But now God's taken us into that, but God, and He's showing us that His arm is not too short, that His authority, His sovereignty, His power, His goodness, His supply, that His supply lines are not corked up. You know, He doesn't have His angels standing at the sides holding all the cargo ships at bay, but the supply of heaven is moving easily and readily. And so as you engage this place in faith and you say, in the natural, I don't know how, but God, I believe God, and I rest in Him that His supply, He's able to bring it into this place of need that I have, whatever that need is, whether it's a physical need or a spiritual need or relationship need, it doesn't really matter because God's got that supply in every place. And I printed out those verses, but then I realized I also wanted to read you verse 10 in chapter Hebrews 4. So I'm going to read it right here out of my Bible. It says, as we enter into God's faith rest life, so this is a lifestyle, we cease from our own works. And that's part of what all of this technology is about, is that we are ceasing from our own works. We're ceasing from our striving. We're actually ceasing, or this is what I'm experiencing. I'm ceasing from my places of unbelief. Places of unbelief that I didn't even know were in me. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't know, but God has opened up something in my spirit, and I know it's not just about me. He's opened it in your spirit too. He's doing this for His body. That when I believe, when I stir up my faith, and when I believe, there's a new place that I go to, and this place I can rest. I'm confident. I'm confident in a way that I was never confident in the old era. This is part of the new technology, is that there's a confidence that comes in this faith trust with God. And it's a realm and a dimension that it even says in scripture that don't fail to experience it. And so online here or on Facebook, I can't do the activations, but I encourage you to sit with the Holy Spirit and by faith enter into that realm of His rest and ask the Holy Spirit to show you how to engage with it, and He will. I'm going to give you another key scripture to help you in this place, and this is Psalms 46:10, which in many translations you probably remember this as I quote it, and it says, be still and know that I am God. But I'm going to read it to you out of the Passion because I like what the Passion says because it so fits today. It says, surrender your anxiety, be still, and realize that I am God. I am God above all the nations. That's where God's saying, come up here and see that I'm above the nations. I love what the truckers are doing in Canada. I love that there's this momentum, that there's this joy, that there's this movement that has risen up in Canada, and it's shifting the whole nation. And I'm believing that there's going to be a movement that rises up in this nation that is calling upon God and believing in God that shifts this whole nation. Well, that's going to come from heaven. It's a sound that's coming from heaven in Canada right now. It sounds like truck horns beeping and people out cheering them on and bringing them food. This is a God thing. I mean, if you've followed that at all, I've been following that and reading about it. I mean, man has not been able to stop that. And since man has, and the government has not been able to stop it, I see it as something that God is doing, that God is enabling. And so God is saying that He'll do that, that He's God above all the nations and He's exalted throughout the whole earth. So He's saying to us again, just in a different verse with different kind of verbiage, but the same thing that He was saying in Hebrews 4, which is trust me, know me, rest in the fact and the knowledge that I am God and I've got this. I've got this and I've got you. You're not going to see the solution. You're not going to have to strive or stir it up or press to it But if you believe me, if you trust me, my supply train will just take you right into it. Wow, I like this new technology. I really do. Another verse, key verse to help you to enter into this new technology of just knowing that God is sovereign. He is who he says he is, and we are who he says we are. And this is Isaiah 9, verse 6, which we often use this verse at Christmas time. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And it's the Prince of Peace that I want to focus on, because there's so much chaos in the atmosphere. There's so much divisiveness and chaos and confusion going on that it can capture our soul and make us agitated and make us fragmented so that we can't hear God and we can't see God. But the Lord's saying, but I've given you Jesus Christ. Christ is in you. You're united with him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, one dimension of who Christ is he is the Prince of Peace. In Hebrew, that is Sar Shalom. And here's what Sar Shalom means our English kind of words. It means the peace that Sar Shalom, first of all, as a person, is Jesus Christ. And Sar Shalom destroys the atmosphere that brings chaos. In the New Testament, it says it like this, that we have the peace that passes understanding. That's natural understanding. That's natural knowledge. So God, Sar Shalom, is the peace that passes all understanding. It is the peace that comes in and destroys chaos, the atmosphere of chaos. That's how we can be in an atmosphere of chaos and be totally at peace. Why are we at peace? Because we're confident about who Christ is, that we are united with Christ, that God loves us. He's not judging us. He's not disappointed with us, but that he loves us and he's drawn us into himself so that we can live and move and have our being in him. And he will take us by his power and his might into those things that he wants us to enter into. And so this is just part of what is going to help you to enter into this new technology. Oh, but I've got another scripture for you. I've got two more I want to share with you. And these are familiar scriptures. So you're going to be able to lay hold of them in your heart and in your spirit in an easy way. So my next scripture is Isaiah 40, 31. "But those who hope or wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Well, that word wait or hope, some depends on the translation that you're reading, but I'm going to use the word wait. That word wait in Hebrew means that you stop and you wait to be, it literally means twisted, that we get intertwined or entangled with who God is, that we're not running out on our own because we would become weary and we would fall. We would not be able to maintain a pace. We wouldn't be able to get to where we want to go. But God says that if you wait and become entangled with me, if you become twisted together with me, one of the examples that I read as I was reading this Hebrew word in different dictionaries, that it's like if you were going out to collect firewood and you picked up a piece of firewood and you put it in your arm, and then you picked up another piece and you put it in your arm. And so you're gathering together all the pieces before you built the fire, that it's a place of gathering and centering yourself is probably the English that I would use, is how we would describe it in today's verbiage, is that we center ourselves in Christ And we don't go running ahead of him, and we don't lag behind, because our confidence and our rest is in him, that we are trusting in him and we are truly confident because he's breaking open a realm of revelation that is increasing our confidence that we can enter into this technology so that there's not striving, so there's a knowing that we know and that we're deeply rooted in Christ. And then we will soar. We will run, we will walk, and it won't matter on anything else, because it's the Christ in us that will carry us in those places, carry us forward, carry us into advancement. The last scripture that I want to share with you to help you to enter in this new technology is Psalm 68, verses 1 through 4. And that says, "Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God, but may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord." And I read all of those verses because it ties together so many pieces. Because first of all, when it says his name is the Lord, it reminds me of Psalm 24 that says, "Open up, you ancient gates." That's our hearts. Open up our belief system. Open up our hearts to believe God in a new way, to believe that there's a new dimension of faith, a new dimension of belief that'll cause us to just come in and lay hold of this technology, and it'll be organic. It'll be so natural that you'll just slide right in there, and there won't be striving. There won't be wondering. There won't be, there's not a to-do list that you have to go through. It's believing God. It's just believing. It's believing his word, believing that he is who he says he is. He says he's our champion, and he's in this place right now that we're in. He's saying, "I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you how I champion. I'm going to show you how I stir up my zeal. I'm going to show you those things." So just open your eyes, and open your spiritual ears. So we pray, Holy Spirit, open our spiritual eyes and open our spiritual ears that we can see you in this new way. We can engage in this technology, all striving from the past, all confusion from the past, all false accusation and name calling by the accuser or the brethren. Break it off in the name of Jesus and declare and prophesy over each one of you that you can step right into this new technology, because God has opened the door and he's saying, "Come up here, come on in, because I've got many things that I want to show you." So that's all you have to do is embrace it. Believe God and step into this place. You'll be blown away. You'll be blown away at how easy it is, and how much God will show you his strength, his power, and his might. And he's given us authority. You know, I don't know how many of you watched First Fruits yesterday, but First Fruits was about God wants us to be a witness. And so I use that in the number two, because this is a month of twos. And so here we are today on 2/2/22. So we got four twos. Well, two is witness. God wants us to witness him in ways that we've not witnessed him before. He wants us to see him, engage him, and then travel with him in these places, into realms of glory, into new places of authority, and signs and wonders will follow after. God will make that happen. He watches after his word to perform it. So that's the end of this video. That's the end of this teaching. I invite you all to come into Harvest next Wednesday at 7 o'clock and join us live for the class. I'm sorry whatever happened technically, but I hope that you saw that you need to watch two videos to get the whole part. But God bless you, and engage God. Engage God in the new technology. Come swiftly into this place. He's making it easy. He's oiled it by the oil of his spirit, and you can just slide right in. So God bless you. See you next week.